Thanks for tuning in to Denver Jamgrass. Today we're featuring some audio we got from the band Circus Number 9 out of Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to get full, raw, unedited audio of the show from Cervantes, make sure to get in touch with us and we can get it in your hands. But in the meantime, from all of us here at Denver Jamgrass, we hope you enjoy Circus Number 9.
Yeah, my influences are the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
I, they framed you on a murder charge, but Joe, I didn't die. saw Joe Hill last night. Alive as you and me. But Joyce in your 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. Lord, I never died, said he.
Okay, so I'm Thomas Castle with the band Circus Number 9. And I play the mandolin for the group and do some singing as well. And grew up in Norton, Virginia, and then I've lived in Johnson City, Tennessee for the past 3 or 4 years, and studied bluegrass music and been playing bluegrass for a while with this band and some other groups. Locally, I've got my own group, the Thomas Castle Band, and done some work with groups like the Brian Sutton Band and some other folks, and that's me.
My name's Matthew Davis. I play banjo for Circus Number 9. And I grew up in a town called Alma, Nebraska, and have lived in Nashville for the last 4 years, and currently am going to school at the University of Michigan studying jazz.
My name is Sam Leslie, and I'm playing the guitar with these guys. I grew up in Evergreen, Colorado. I'm living in Boston now, going to the Berklee College of Music, learning how to play the guitar, and it's going well.
I'm Vince Elagin. I play string bass with the band. From Knoxville, Tennessee, and still live in Knoxville, Tennessee. I've played with Larkin Poe, Jill Andrews, Justin Towns Earl. Play with Hometown Symphony back in Knoxville. And thank you.
So Cool It Son is a song that's featured on our most recent record, Modernus. I wrote the lyrics to this song about 2 years ago, and I was actually at Eli Slocum's house.
Son.
And, yeah. And great mandolin player, and that I'm sure
Fort,
a lot of you are
Fort
familiar
Collins,
with.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yeah. And, yeah, there was sort of a cool story. It's about the hot, hot sun, and that's really all I remember. There was a kind of a story that I was thinking of when I wrote the song, but it's now I can't really remember it. It was really late at night. But, yeah, it's one of our favorite ones to play. And then, yeah, after I wrote the lyrics, sort of let it sit for a while, and then
we sort of worked it up as a band. Yeah, for the record.
Yeah, a few months later.
Yeah, and it's a pretty interesting song, I guess. It has a lot of imagery in the lyrics, and
sure.
Yeah, so we've got a an album in the works right now. We took some time to do some writing on our last run out to the Pacific Northwest. We arrived and played a festival in Yakima, Washington, and then we had about 4 days until our next gig, and so we decided to hole up in a cabin by the lake in Mossy Rock, Washington, and write some songs and grill some food and, you know, enjoy some lake time.
Live on the land.
Live on the land, yes.
Yeah, we
live
up.
Sort of off the grid, even though we were still on the grid, I guess. But yeah, we got about 5 to 6 songs, you know, pretty much completed out of that, and we're working about 4 of them into our current set list right now.
Yeah, sort of just trying to spend a lot of time writing, arranging, and just sort of collaborating as a group. For this next album, rather than like individuals writing songs and bringing them to the group to learn, you know, we're sort of going through the writing process as a group for this next album, and not sure when it's going to come out yet, but we sort of have plans to record, you know, next fall or winter, you know.
We like to workshop the songs live too, just to flesh them out and to see what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, we kind of want them to exist for a while before we, you know, record them, because sometimes you write something and then you record it in the studio 2 weeks later, and then 2 months after that you're on the road and you realize, oh, we probably could have done something better about this, but you've already recorded and released an album and done this. And, you know, for that purpose we would play it different live, but it's always going to be that way on the record. So we kind of want it to be a little more, just a little more mature before we get the record, but I'd say sometime within a year of this podcast, someone would know something about the record.
Yeah, and I guess, if anyone would be interested in hearing some of these new songs while they're still in the works as we try them out in our sets, let's see, what are some of our dates coming up that...
We'll be at Floyd Fest in Floyd, Virginia, which is pretty big, they have so much music, I'm not really sure what to call it, but huge festival. I think like Jason Isbell's on the lineup, and a bunch of bands will be there in Virginia in July, and Bristol Rhythm and Roots.
Right, yeah, Bristol Rhythm and Roots.
Where we always are in September, and IBMA in Raleigh in the fall. And we'll be all around. So circusnumber9.com, all spelled out, where all the tour dates are. You'll find us there.
There's a hound dog barking at me, and I think I might go free. If I can just cross the river in time, I can make that northern home mine. It's a long way to Charlottetown from where I stand right now, and even then I won't be safe from this never-ending chase. I'm going out on my own, leaving any home I've known.
Thank you.
Circus Number 9 out of Nashville, Tennessee. We're happy to have them here with us at Denver Jamgrass. Keep in mind, we record audio from pretty much every show at Cervantes for the Bluegrass Thursdays and other select shows throughout the year. Make sure to get in touch with us. You can find us on Facebook or at our website, or you can search for Kirk Hubbard or Max Paley on Facebook and get in touch with us that way. And if you're a band out there that's going to be playing Cervantes, we'd love to set up some interviews with you and get the message out. So thanks for tuning in to Denver Jamgrass, and we'll see you next week.